we can't escape food, can we?
No.
And we're still on a food theme, Graham.
Hopefully not gruel.
Not gruel, no. Right. This is very upmarket.
Okay.
It's this morning the list of the world's best 50 restaurants was announced in Bilbao in northern Spain. And sadly, the only Australian chef to make the list is Ben Shuri of Attica, which is in our part of the world, in Ripon Lee. He ranked 20, climbing from number 32 last year when the event was held amid much razzmatazz in Melbourne as part of the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival. Not making the cut this year was Dan Hunter of Bray in the small Victorian town of Berrigarra in the Otways, who rated 44 on the 2017 list. Now, I'm not sure what happened there as he dropped off the list this year and now sits at 58 on the 51 to 100 supplementary listing of the world's best restaurants, which was announced last week. Graham, I thought that with so many international chefs and food experts visiting our best restaurants last year, that Australia might have had an even greater showing on the list this year.
Yeah, you'd think, well, we've achieved for Ben Shuri, we should send him a bill, I think, because a lot of taxpayers' money went. We've bumped him up to number 20, did you say?
Yeah, 20.
20, and he was 32 last year. So he's gone up 12 places. It must be worth about $1 million a place, I reckon.
Well, this is what the Tourism Australia, didn't they sponsor it?
A lot of money. And poor, you know, I was just saying before to you, no one knows how to Google the word Berrigarra. And so none of these international chefs got down that far. He's out of town. He needs to move it into Port Melbourne or somewhere. And maybe have a better chance.
Yes, maybe he'll get a Guernsey next year if he follows our advice. But you probably want to know who made the top five, maybe.
I'll tell you the only good news out of this. Sydney didn't get anywhere.
No, I know.
That's the only good news.
There was a few restaurants on the 51 to 100 last year, but nobody this year.
So Attica is listed as the best restaurant in Australasia.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
So, I mean, that is terrific for Ben. I mean, he has done a great job and the restaurant actually has been renovated recently.
Yeah.
So it's been given a facelift and
Can any of us afford to eat there?
I think it's around $270
a head. Right.
Yeah, but you see, all our restaurants now are following the overseas trend, where in fact, if you make a booking, and you have to give your credit card number, and obviously, if you decide you can't get there at the last minute,
they charge you. What do they charge?
Well, they charge you the whatever it was
full
going
value.
To, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's fixed price.
It's fixed price.
Generally.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, look, I don't mind that in the sense that if it keeps the restaurant there, that's fair enough. I can't stand people who don't turn up to things like that and just expect to get away with it scot-free.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you order a taxi and then you don't answer the door.
You know? It's exactly the same thing.
I mean,
they've got everything prepared for you and your table set and everything.
Yeah.
No, it's just bad manners. But now, 11 Madison Park in New York.
Yeah, no, you ate there.
Yes.
But did you use a voucher or what happened there?
No, my son took me out to dinner.
That was beautiful.
But I didn't really realise that it was such an important restaurant when I did eat there.
Oh. Well, did you put your feet on the chair?
No, but I just enjoyed the food, but I didn't say, oh, this is wonderful.
Forgot to rave.
Yeah, I forgot to rave.
Oh, well.
But anyway, that restaurant dropped from number one to number four, but I suspect that was because they were closed for a few months.
Yeah, you said they were closing to rejig themselves or something.
Yeah. So number one was...
And it was Osteria Francescana in Modena, Italy, and it's run by chef Massimo Bottura, who's won this award before, but not for a year or two. So you're heading over to Modena in Italy. There's a racetrack over there, I know. See if you can get into Osteria Francesca.
Number two was Il Sella di Can Rocca.
No one wants to know about number two. They want to know what one.
Number two was Il Sella di Can Rocca in Girona, Spain. Number three was Mirazur, Menton, France. Four, 11 Madison Park in New York. Five was Gagan in Bangkok, which was a Thai restaurant, which was named the best restaurant in Asia. And Gagan, actually, the chef there, is going to close in 2020 and he's heading to Japan to open a restaurant.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. Now, we're going to come back after 6 o'clock with the second hour of Travel Writers Radio.